We'll start our service with hymn 66. We'll open the session, which includes testimonies and hymns we love, and also we'll pass it over then to Brother Graham to give us a report on the trip to Israel. So we look forward to that. So we'll open with hymn number 66 in the BSH. It's on the screen. We'll stand to sing hymn 66. Brother Gavin, to come forth and give us a word of prayer on this service.
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can come together this evening filled with spiritual food which we received these past 2 days. We just pray for more of your Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, that the unity of the Spirit of peace may be in our hearts and love to each other, as Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." So we thank you that we have the wonderful scriptures we can meditate upon and build our lives on, knowing that we have a great high priest who has gone before us, who suffered the ultimate price, who died for each person and who died for our own sins. It's through him we may receive cleansing. So we just leave this evening in your hands, asking for a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Righto, this first session is left open for about a half an hour or just under of testimonies and hymns we love. So we can continue from hymns that we had last night if you missed out, or if you would like to raise your hand and Brother Gavin will come around with the microphone and you can either share a testimony or any other thoughts that you would like to share with the brethren, and also any other greetings or messages. Brother Ray, you'd like to start? Thank you.
Just very quickly, just spoke to Linton and Lynn. They leave on Friday for Europe. The children leave Wednesday. So they ask for their love to be passed on to the convention.
Thanks for that, Ray. Yeah, we're thinking of them and wish them safe journeys and a blessing there. Does anyone have a selection of a hymn? Yes, please. Sister Bev. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sister Linda, and then we'll go to Sister Bev.
Yes, we received a card from Sister Finn down in Melbourne, and the card, actually Greg has the card on the table there. I didn't take it.
That was a greeting from Sister Finn.
Greg has, perhaps he'd like to read it out.
All right. Thank you. We have a card with some greetings. We'll go. Perhaps we'll go to Sister Bev, and then we can come back. Perhaps Greg might have that to read the greeting.
Can I have hymn number 296, please? The last two verses.
Hymn number 296.
Thank you.
We can have that. The last two verses and the chorus.
I would like to convey my prayers that the meeting will be a great spiritual blessing and a source of joy to all brethren attending. Thinking of you with love, Sister Fenn. Fenn Call from the Melbourne Club.
Do you have another selection or someone who would like to share an experience with us or testify? Yes, please. Dorothy.
I bring two messages. One from Sister Joyce Wasson in Sydney with her Christian love, and she sends us Proverbs 3 and verse 6. which says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And the other message is from Maria Dicchio in Adelaide, who hasn't been well, and she's been thinking about being still before God and the whole world. So Habakkuk 2 and verse 20. "But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." And the accompanying scripture she sent is in 1 Kings 19 and 12. "And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." And she sends Christian love to everyone too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and it's a blessing to have you with us. I'm Sister Francesca. And just a couple that would have liked to have been with us is Sister Angela Yanchik and her brother Daniel Yanchik. They actually booked to be here, and they booked on the wrong airline, unfortunately. Tiger Airways weren't flying for the week, and they couldn't sort of rearrange the tickets, which is unfortunate, but they're thinking of us and had a desire to be with us, so we remember them. Do you have a favourite hymn? Yes, Brother Andrew?
Some thoughts?
224 in the dawn. Just bear with us while we find that one. 291 in the BSH. Any, which first and last?
1 and 2.
1 and 2, thank you. 1 and 2, please.
More of you.
Thanks to Colin for all your playing too, and the tireless efforts there.
I was talking to Sister Savoda in New Zealand a few weeks ago. I remembered she sent her love for all the friends, and quite a few of you would have met her. I expect she's been to Australia on a convention a time or two. They've had quite an experience with the earthquake over there, and cracks in around the house. It doesn't really hurt the house, but footpaths and the road and the shakes and all that, it's been quite an experience. Also, I'd just like to myself thank the Heavenly Father for his blessings and leadings for another year, and all the things I've been able to learn and the studies with other brethren. Thank him for all his blessings. Thank you.
Good, thank you for that. Those greetings and for those thoughts. Yes, please, Craig.
Hymn number
116. In the dawn. It's 161. I love to tell the story of gracious heavenly love. Which verse is Craig? Well, we'll select two just for time. The first two and the chorus. Thank you.
The first and the last verses. It's at the present time the crowds do indeed hang low, but we look forward to that time, as it mentions in the chorus, that when gladness is coming. And I would like to thank the Heavenly Father for all of his blessings to me and all the spiritual food that I've received. When you get older and life isn't so easy, you need the help of the Lord all the more. And And I have felt his presence with me, and I am very grateful for that. Thanks.
Thanks, Brother Greg. Hymn number 373, the first and the third, was it? Oh, sorry, first and the fifth. And the chorus. We might stand for this one. First and the fifth. Please, Brother Robin Martin.
Yes, I should bring a message to the class here on behalf of my sister, Trilby. She was up in Queensland recently, and they did expect to be up here long enough to come to the convention, but I understand that circumstances beyond her control took her back home early, and I think she wasn't quite as well as what she should have been. So she would indeed send her love and regards to everyone here at the convention, and indeed there's not a more humble soul than exists than my sister. So I thought I'd pass that on to you, and indeed a blessing to the Lord as well. Thank you.
Good, thanks Robin, and we're thinking of her, Brother David, and then Sister Susan, and we won't have much time after
that. Okay, I've got a few greetings, is that alright?
Please.
Okay, well my mum, Sister Wanda Wolchek, sends her Christian love, and a lot of hugs, and so does my daughter Rebecca, Sister Rebecca, and also my son Sammy, they send her Christian love. Brother Joe Chopla asked me to bring up his family's Christian love to all the brethren here. And Rebecca was talking to the Furnettes, they also said the same, to send Christian love. And so does Paul Hummel, who's Rebecca's fiancé, Brother Paul from Detroit area, and also Brother Sean Ludwinka, send their Christian love also from the US. Thanks.
Very good, you did have some luggage on your way up. Thanks, Brother David, it's nice to have you with us, and nice to celebrate your news and your family too, and may the Lord bless them. Sister Sue was next, please.
I enjoyed the testimony that Dorothy brought out about Elijah when he was up in the still small voice. But I noticed and I read about, what are you doing here? And I always think, he says, but I'm the only one that's left. You know, there's no more. I'm alone. I think that we all can feel that way. And especially when we're in smaller numbers, we don't have the... it's just wonderful when we come together in a convention like this. You can see the zeal the brethren have and the love for the Lord and what it lifts us all up. This privilege we have of coming together to study and be revived, a resting place, that we're all still maybe one of those 7,000 that God told Elijah about. And we do have our communication between each other continually, but it's still nice to be together in the body.
Thank you very much for those thoughts, and it's like a little oasis along the way to have that unity. We have time for perhaps one more. I've got a... Yes, please go on. 241. 241. Thank you. First and last, please. If anyone has a special hymn, yes, please, Barry. It'll be the last one. Thanks. 430. Thank you. First and last. for all your participation, and we'll pass it over to Brother Graham. And we had greetings from Sister Ruth, and we'll have her hymn for our close after Brother Graham's presentation.